Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about Great Scientists, Episode 2. Last time we did Euclid and Archimedes as sort of like a taster from the ancient Greek world. Now we've got the Roman or late Greek scientists. Their actual lead up is that classic wannabe scientists coming in saying, oh, science is great because it works and we use logic and we hate religion, and it sort of doesn't really get the idea that science is a blend and evolution from religion, and that a lot of the early scientists were profoundly religious, and that science was just tinkering at the edge and trying to better understand religion initially to go out. And religion itself had far more issues. Science was just one of the little issues bubbling away. And so you can sort of take a very much one character view of modern scientists and rewind them into back and imagine a modern scientist in earlier times, and then trying to see how this unique modern scientist was there. Sort of a bit like the modern skateboard park person being transported back into the Paleolithic times, trying to see how they would have fit in. So it's sort of rather an artificial viewpoint. So we're on to chapter 2, and of course I'm obviously reading a little bit better, because I think when I read through this last time I was just more blown away, really positive, not so critical of it, but also I think we've read half an introduction and a full introduction. Now, I read the introduction of the first two scientists. This time, we're going to do the Hipparchus and Claudius Ptolemy. One's from 200 to 126 BC, lived some 74 years. The other one is from AD 90 to AD 168, so he lived 78 years now. They're really long times in the ancient lifespan, sort of double. So essentially, if you were upper class, you had a long lifestyle, and if you were lower class, your life was brutish and short. Okay, Hipparchus and Ptolemy compiled the first comprehensive catalogues of the stars of the sky. Stars in the sky. Constructed systems for working out the motion of the sun, moon, and much more besides. Astronomy dates back to the various earliest days of humankind, when prehistoric hunters gazed up to the stars to work out which night might give them the best moon for hunting. Well, perhaps that may not be so. There's little evidence that they hunted at night, and also you've got hunter-gatherers who are looking at the seasons, I'd say. But let's see where they go. When people began to farm around about 100,000 years ago, astronomy helped pinpoint the best time to plant crops. It became so important that astronomers often held the status of high priests. And many important ancient monuments, such as pyramids and Stonehenge, have strong links to astronomy. Well, not to astronomy, but to the cosmos, I would say. Point here is that the calendar is sort of like a running program. One of the things is that you didn't want people to not know what to do next. They always needed to know what was next, and so they invented this calendar, which is linked to the culture. So the culture and calendar, you know, sort of your events, your festivals were invented, and so your sense of belonging was structured by the sign of the calendar. Why should we have this festival now? Or will that star has clicked over there, and sort of it took authority, it moved it one step away so that someone could see, here's the chief is sort of there, and he's looking at the stars. Sort of made it a little bit more mystical, I think. By the time Hipparchus was born, about 200 BC, astronomy had already, and it was already an ancient art. Very little is known about Hipparchus. Well, it doesn't stop them making up shit, does it? Oh, we don't know nothing about it. Or Archimedes wanted to be remembered as, you know, as if. Yes, honey? podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.